counts of negligent homicide. The Massachusetts State Police says he also faces a narcotics charge after drugs were found at his home, as well as a count of being a fugitive from justice.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. This is Fox News.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and the people who bankroll my political career tell me I'm running for president. So here I am.
Real, hardworking Americans are important to me is a tagline I will be using throughout this entire campaign.
I may not be qualified to be president, but a dramatic camera angle can make me look like a president. A president with the conviction to nod, the courage to point,
and the experience to cram buzzwords into everything I jobs. Ideas, policies, morals. These are things I don't need. What I need is $2 billion.
Here's the part where I gloss over important issues. Issues like education and making it good. The economy and improving it by repeating the word jobs.
And blah, 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 something to get votes from women and minorities. I have a five-step plan for making America better. Appeal to special interest billionaires and lobbyists behind closed doors. Raise $2 billion. Promise you earnestly that it'll be different this time. Get elected. Break all my promises to you and work tirelessly for the big donors who bought my presidency. Anytime I can pull a favor for special interest, it always gives me a huge donor. And at this point in my political career, anytime I can get a donor to last longer than 4 years, well... Every 4 years, Americans are faced with a critical choice. Clinton or Bush or someone else. Well, I'm Gil Fulbright. And with a big enough donor, I can be that someone else. I'm honest Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever my marketing team has put into this message.
One of the best investments you can make in your home and to guarantee the comfort of you and your family or to make sure you've got hot water when you need it is a Clark's Club membership. For $159, you've got two annual tune-ups to your central comfort system. Before the weather gets cold, then come back in the spring and make sure you're ready for the long streak of hot weather ahead and that the system is running efficiently. If you need a repair, that AC unit should last 20 or more years. But the only way it's going to get it is if you give it TLC. And for me, that's the love of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Everybody on the Clark's team is thoroughly background checked, and they're drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never doubt about who's in your home. But you'll see what I mean the first time you have contact with them. Their plumbers are top-notch, too. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. 277-2125. 277-2125. They'll ask, how can we make you smile today? Ask about a Clark's Club membership or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
We are rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch has a look at your traffic. We do see a lot of crowding up around the interchange on I-85 southbound, so be careful if you're headed through the downtown area. I-65 looks pretty good if you're headed north towards Prattville. Police are still working an accident at the Southern Boulevard in 65 South, and the 31s don't have any big issues this afternoon. Just be careful if you're headed out of town that way. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from July 22nd to August 19th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A Montgomery law firm has filed a lawsuit after it says an elderly woman suffered a heat stroke last week after being left in a hot van at an assisted living facility. In the suit, it says the woman was a resident at Elmcroft of Halcyon after having hip surgery. It says she was left inside the van for 6 hours after returning from a trip. We've reached out to the facility for comment, but have not heard back. One of the last members of the famous Tuskegee Airmen has died. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend died last Friday in Southern California of sepsis. He flew 142 combat missions during World War II. Nearly 150 Canadian geese were removed and euthanized from the waters in the town of Pike Road. Officials with the U.S. Department of Agriculture say the agency removed 148 geese and humanely euthanized them. The move came after residents complained about a large amount of goose feces they were finding. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. It's starting to sound like a broken record type of forecast. I know, with the threat of thunderstorms continuing for the lucky communities here and there scattered around the area. Overnight low temperature 75. Not much change tomorrow. There'll be some scattered storms around with the best coverage in the afternoon and evening hours. High 93, triple-digit heat indices. Then some widely scattered, widely separated storms as we get to Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Have you seen those politicians chasing all the skirts? And for all those two-faced piggies, little brain comes first. It's always on alert to stray around with. Have you seen the secret kiddies popping up in spurts? Dug up by the paparazzis doing noble work. There's lots of righteous jerks to dig up dirt on. Thoughtless men with morals lacking, they don't care if they sleep around. Instead of stepping out and shagging,
to Happy Hour. And, you know, as this becomes the debate week, first debate for all those Democrats, 24 in total, 20 of them will be on the debate stage. Wednesday night, 10 will go. Thursday night, another 10 will go and try to offer to us the usual crap we hear every 4 years. And it's reminded me of a strong conviction. Really, it's more of a pet peeve, I'm being honest, but it's a strong conviction along with being a pet peeve, so I can take this in a silly, shallow way, but I'm also deeply concerned about what's going on with the presidency. But let's be clear, this isn't a critique of Donald J. Trump. It's not a critique of Barack Obama or George W. Bush. It's more a critique of what the presidency has become. It really, to use a cliche, grinds my gears when I look at one of the more egregious aspects of our modern political culture here in the United States of America. That is, for lack of a better word, the worship of the presidency. It almost comes across as idolatrous at times, how we worship our presidents, whether we love them or we hate them and damn them to hell. The cult of personality surrounding the nation's top executive office, of course, waxes and wanes in its fervor, depending on who's actually there in the White House. But what remains constant about the pageantry of America's political tide is a foolish belief, and it is very foolish indeed, that the power of one person to represent, lead, administer, placate, ingratiate, mislead, murder, steal, defraud, and overall act like a highfalutin clever ass in the name of the people. That is, the president is expected to perform all those actions necessary for ruling over a nation who picks him based on a popularity contest. And you better believe, folks, you're going to hear more of this, not only from the Democrats, but from Donald Trump as well. I'll admit this. Donald Trump, well, I wrote this before Donald Trump even sniffed the White House. A highfalutin clever ass in the name of the people. I can't think of a better way to describe our president. And I'll give him this. He's actually followed through with campaign promises, most recently having some restraint and prudence, the question of bombing Iran. But this belief that one person will represent us and administer the laws of the nation and, you know, wisely get us into wars or not get us into wars and run domestic policy and prosecutorial discretion on immigration and all sorts of issues under the purview of law enforcement and the Department of Justice. I mean, it's held by both rivalrous interests across party lines. People in the Democratic Party, leftists, not in the Democratic Party, people in the Republican Party, conservatives, libertarians, a lot of people believe that the president is the most important thing in the world. And they believe this because they feel like their agenda, their worldview, what they want the country to become is hitched to the steward of the people, the president, in the White House. And it's this competition between all these interests, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, progressives, libertarians, and authoritarians, that really perfects the pageantry and strengthens the grip of the executive branch. The president's party usually defends him without regard for the integrity of their minds or dignity, whereas the opposition party, despite their barbed attacks and full frontal assaults on the person in power, rarely question the power of the office itself. Their opposition is really an envious kind of lust. They don't mind, really, that Donald Trump has all this power, say, on trade. They just wish their guy or gal had that power. Because they would use it, you know, better. Accordingly, the power, prestige, and mythology surrounding the office of the presidency has slowly been exalted to the point of deification, with all the trappings one would expect in a charlatan-led setting. You know, where piety, obedience, what the hell does that even mean? Piety, obedience, and respect for, you know, simple slogans, bumper stickers, and certain points in history become window dressed and all these rituals. It's banal. It's overzealous, and it's often just, well, not true. And though all the gesticulations and incantations of our political leaders for the Democrats and the Republicans, it's full of passionate appeals and accessible language and good old-fashioned hype, they're so often devoid of reason, discretion, and, you know, common sense or any sort of fealty to tell me the truth. So why is this? Why is it time and time again, presidential cycle after presidential cycle, every election we have, whether in the primaries or the general, there doesn't seem to be much fealty to telling the truth or really having any prudence at all? Well, it's because I think the people, the American people, like it. They get turned on by homegrown presidential bull crap. Excuse me, I almost said the other thing. It turns them on. We like it. I mean, whether we know it or not, folks, the people of the United States of America love to be whipped into a frenzy of righteous indignation. And the demagogues on the American political scene, on the right and the left, are more than happy to oblige our love for this BS. I mean, what could be a better spectacle than a mono democratic, interactive, systematic zero-sum contest to be the leader of the free world and commander-in-chief? Can you think of a process more ingenious for aggrandizing political power in one place But this is what the people want. This is the process we've chosen, either actively or passively. No matter the issue, if there is a wrong to be righted, an ill to be cured, Joe Biden just said he was going to cure brain cancer, an injustice to be reconciled, a mouth to be fed, a foot to be shooed, a hangnail to be clipped, a butt to be wiped, gently, of course, gently, or a salty tear to be patted dry, you can bet on the American public time and time again to say, let us have another election. Let's ask the president. So join me, my fellow Americans. Let's not act like lemmings too much, but the presidential election season has begun. It'll really begin Wednesday night as the Democrats take the stage. I don't have much hope for these nincompoops, these censorious nitwits, but it'll be fun all the same. And it'll be even more fun to watch the President of the United States, I guarantee it, live tweet these Democratic debates. It's going to be hilarious. I'm looking forward to that. So before I hit this break here, again, you're listening to Happy Hour. This is Joey Clark sitting in for Greg Budell. He will be in Florida all week, spending time with his lovely daughter, Janelle. I need to hit a disclaimer here, a little bit of an apology. I'll let the boys from Monty Python take it over, but I just think this is going to be quite a crap show. By that, I mean election 2020.
We would like to apologize for the way in which politicians are represented in this program. It was never our intention to imply that politicians are weak-kneed political time servers who are concerned more with their personal vendettas and private power struggles than the problems of government. Nor to suggest at any point that they sacrifice their credibility by denying free debate on vital matters in the mistaken impression that party unity comes before the well-being of the people they supposedly represent. Nor to imply at any stage that they are squabbling little toadies without an ounce of concern for the vital social problems of today. Nor indeed do we intend that viewers should consider them as crabby, ulcerous little self-seeking vermin with furry legs and an excessive addiction to alcohol and certain explicit sexual practices which some people might find offensive. We are sorry if this impression has come across.
I'm sorry as well. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have lots of traffic on the interstates, especially on I-85 in the downtown area, so please be careful in that vicinity. If you're on I-65, it's crowded, but traffic is moving well, both north and southbound. The boulevard is packed with traffic, so be careful. All the major intersections are jammed up. There's a big crowd around the Troy Highway, a lot of congestion between Vaughan Road and the Atlanta Highway, and then down around the Wetumpka Highway as well. The 31 seemed to be moving pretty smoothly this afternoon. Just be careful if you're headed home and watch the traffic around you. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
One thing I've learned about people that have done well with money, they've had good advice and they plan. Now, if you're somebody who has really sort of managed your own money and you're not happy with where you're sitting, or you've got goals in mind that you would like to achieve, reach out for the best help available. That's the team at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Call 387-0094 and schedule a conversation, because that's really what it is. There's no sales pitch in this, nothing menacing or intimidating, just a brilliant brain trust that's devoted 24/7 to not only keeping an eye on the news that affects all of us and all of our money, but to put together plans for you, to help you achieve your goals of a comfortable retirement, making sure you have the money to get your kid through school, or just to have something to fall back on for a rainy day. Start an investment portfolio. Whatever your goals, it's certainly worth the time to sit down with Brant McDonald and that team and talk to them about it. 387-0094. That's 387-0094. McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? I'm Philip, a mouth with farts, and I approve this message.
Who doesn't want a guy like Gil Fulbright running things? I mean, he just wants to make education good. The U.S. Women's World Cup team continues to go strong. Though, honestly, if you're like, hey, Joey, what do you want to watch tonight? Women's soccer? Not the worst thing in the world. Not exactly lighting my hair on fire. And I'm going to have to find some form of solace in all this presidential debating to come. Because if not, folks, if I don't find some way to laugh at this crap, it's going to drive me insane. But some things have happened to some of the Democratic candidates already. In particular, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Well, all the problems that can come with being a mayor are now rearing their ugly head in front of Mr. Buttigieg, and he didn't handle it very well over the weekend. He even seemed to cower and shake in the face of an angry crowd. Apparently what has happened is, well, a police shooting. A police officer wasn't shot, but a white officer shot a black man, claiming that the man had a knife. Unfortunately, the officer's body camera was not turned on, should have been, for the officer or for just all of us. These body cameras were a good compromise in the idea that, well, if you were justified in your deadly force, we'd see it on film, or at least hopefully see more than just being told the story. And so Buttigieg is, well, having to answer these questions as mayor of South Bend. And apparently, this issue with him of race goes back years ago when he fired the black police chief of South Bend. But he's feeling the pressure, and he's on the very bottom of what we would call the upper tier. Joe Biden remains at the top of the upper tier, followed by Bernie Sanders, as well as Elizabeth Warren, who's making inroads with progressives. That is her strength. Bernie is seeing Elizabeth Warren hot on his heels, so he came out with this $2.2 trillion plan to get rid of all student debt, as well as make four-year public universities and community colleges tuition-free. But again, I brought this up earlier, Bernie, if you don't want these young people saddled with debt, it seems like your solution is to get rid of, yes, the personal debt they have from the student loans and add it to the national debt. There really is no such thing as a free lunch. And all these redistribution programs, all these politicians trying to save us, folks, gives me the willies, and not in a good way. I mean, really, folks, we need to look at how we make the government smaller, how we get back to the basics of the Constitution, and I'd be all for even going beyond the Constitution by limiting government evermore. We really are a divided nation, and my theory on why we're so divided is because we've made political institutions, in particular at the federal level, too stagnant. They have too much power. They can't change with the times. So if we got back to, it's not nationalism, it's not populism, it's not socialism or democratic socialism, it's not even hardcore libertarianism. But the idea is get back to federalism, where most of what the government does is done at the state and local level. And the federal government protects our basic rights and defends us abroad. Defends us, not playing empire abroad. But I doubt that is on the docket for this presidential campaign. I think there will be more promises from both sides of champions in the White House and in Washington, D.C. in general, fighting to make sure your life is, I don't know, what does Guilford White say, good. But generally, I find that politics is not the solution to most of our problems. It is not the solution to most of the problems in my life. I'd like them to remove some of the impediments in my way. I'd like them to stop taking out debt in my name because I don't have any student loan debts. But I would really, if you could join me, folks, like to look down now on man-made political authorities. There was ever a great display of our lowly origins that were kind of stupid and prone to violence and all that stuff. Just look at all the political authorities we've set up over human history. And we're not immune from it. I think the United States of America and the founding of this country, with some improvements over time, we've gotten close to optimal as we can. But it's still full of utter nonsense. I mean, we've tried creating political authorities all the time, and we're rather bad at it, but we keep giving it a go, because you got to have somebody in charge, right, folks? But if not for our support, usually these governments and these political authorities would cease to be. But we persist in trying to arrange political and state power, only to be proven yet again and again and again, we're the blind leading the blind. I mean, take, for instance, the prideful imbecility of the average American voter. I'm looking in the mirror when I say this. While I might distrust and even fear the authority of a foreign government or a foreign power, especially also a government run by an opposition party who disagrees with my values, I believe wholeheartedly that my government, my nation, my party, my president are all proper and necessary for the sake of preserving, you know, as Guilford Butt says, what's good. One of the tallest tales in the American storybook, folks, is that the average American hates government. It's not true. It's a very big, tall tale, taller than Pecos Bill or Paul Bunyan. The truth is that your average American only hates government, which is not his own to command. And it's not just Americans. I don't want to just pick on Americans, folks. It's throughout human history. Hubris has blinded many of an ambitious and idealistic person wanting to set up a government in a state for the sake of, you know, security or order or riches and prosperity or fame or glory. And having gone through many names throughout many centuries with many justifications, all these political authorities have risen to the power of, by, and for the killjoys, cretins, and sociopaths inside of us all. But they all come down on this tune. that if I'm popular enough or if God says so or if I just, you know, have the power to do it, I'm going to tell you what to do. And I think the one thing we've gotten right in this country to a degree is that no matter who's president, no matter who's your congressman or your senator or your governor or your mayor, you have basic unalienable rights and freedoms. Along with, there are also some duties, but you have the basic liberties to live your life as you wish, no matter what the majority or the person in power says. That's the true thing that America got right. It's not his love of government or hatred of government or limiting the government or which president's in power. All these things are important to a degree. But if we can get back to protecting American liberty in a clear, forceful way without getting caught up in, oh no, Donald Trump said he called somebody nasty. Like, who cares? Oh, look, Donald Trump. We just got all the documents Trump was using to vet people he's going to put in his cabinet. Look at what Donald Trump said about Nikki Haley and Rex Tillerson. Again, media. Who cares? Can we get back to liberty? For God's sake. And it doesn't mean it'll be a cakewalk that liberty will usher in some utopia like I covered just a 30 minutes ago. There's some a-hole who on July the 4th, when there's a big celebration in front of the Lincoln Memorial, is going to burn an American flag. He's got the freedom to do it. It's in the First Amendment. It's been tested by the courts. But it doesn't mean you're not an a-hole. What an unadulterated ass. But this is America, sir. You have a right to be an ass. You have a right to piss us off. But we'll give you the freedom to do it. And good luck. You know, not getting your food spit in after the fact. Though I didn't advocate that. I'm just saying, I know how the world works. But Joe Biden is the clear front runner for the Democrats. He claims that he could take out President Donald Trump. I mean, I remember their whole schoolyard exchange where Donald Trump responded to Biden. And Biden said, you know, back in my day in high school, we'd take him out behind the gymnasium or something and kick his ass. And Donald Trump said something like, well, Joe would go down hard and fast. I want to see that. Instead of a debate, let's just get it over with. Instead of all these Democratic debates and all the general election debates, let's just have Donald Trump, Joe Biden, in the squared circle, in the ring. Y'all can wear headgear if you like. But just duke it out. I want to see who goes down hard and fast. I got a feeling Trump's got a point. Tall man. And Joe Biden's not looking as spry as he used to, though he is looking oddly groomed. And it's happening. I don't know what's going on with you baby boomers up into your 60s and 70s, especially your 70s, where you feel the need to get your skin tightened and your teeth ultra whitened and the weird spray on tans. Just be who you are. Anyway, I've talked for too long. It's going to be a wild ride, folks. And I'm going to try to have fun with it, not just get aggravated. But you better believe, especially starting Wednesday night, when the Democrats, 10 of these yahoos, get up there to start debating and saying mean things about the president, that it's going to be frustrating. But we can also find the fun in it. Can't we? Can't we? Just, you know, have fun.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of our 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have lots of crowds on the roadways. If you're on I-85 headed southbound, be careful around the interchange. It's going to be really busy right there. I-65 doesn't seem to have any problems, though. Once you get on 65, you got a speed limit ride. If you're going north on I-85, there's a problem between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Just a little slowdown there, so watch it in that vicinity. And the boulevard is crowded all the way around. Be careful around the intersections and watch the traffic around you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service. Service representatives, $36,000 per year salary, must have skills. Text only your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, I'm the voice of Georgia Floors Direct, and I bear good news from Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of Floriers. What's a Florier? That's a professional who happily helps you navigate the choices you have among the hardwoods, laminate, ceramics, and porcelain tiles at Georgia Floors Direct. The very finest in wood flooring at a real wholesale price. Over 2,500 different styles of hardwood laminate and tiles to choose from on the showroom floor, and your Florier will show you the way. The best and local professional installers. A Georgia Floors Direct experience from beginning to end. And this is why they're going golden. Almost 50 years of service to the River Region. Happy customers since 1969. Georgia Floors Direct. Thousands of flooring choices and the Georgia Floors Direct experts ready to help you with choices and installations. See them today. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. We save you time, we save you money.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. Never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. Then about 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. Time they have that guy, Schrankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A Montgomery law firm has filed a lawsuit after it says an elderly woman suffered a heat stroke last week after being left in a hot van at an assisted living facility. In that suit, it says the woman was a resident at Elmcroft of Halcyon after having hip surgery. It says she was left inside the hot van for 6 hours after taking a trip. We reached out to the facility for comment but have not heard back. Nearly 150 Canadian geese were removed and euthanized from the waters in the town of Pike Road. Officials with the U.S. Department of Agriculture say the agency removed 148 geese after humanely euthanizing them. The move came after residents complained about the large amount of goose feces they were finding. One of the last members of the famous Tuskegee Airmen has died. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend died last Friday in Southern California of sepsis. He flew 142 combat missions during World War II. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, everybody. It's starting to sound like a broken record type of forecast. I know, with the threat of thunderstorms continuing for the lucky communities here and there scattered around the area. Overnight low temperature 75. Not much change tomorrow. There'll be some scattered storms around with the best coverage in the afternoon and evening hours. High 93, triple-digit heat indices. Then some widely scattered, widely separated storms as we get to Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Happy Hour, folks. Now, I have to say, certain things have changed since I was a ute. I'm still young, but I'm trying to now become more of a man at 30 years old. But one of the things that's changed since I first got involved watching political news, reading political news, following all the happenings, you know, meet the press. Ooh, it's really gone downhill. It used to be Tim Russert, I believe. Then it was Gregory. Not Dick Gregory. Some guy, some gray-haired looking twerp. And then they decided, well, that didn't really work out with Gregory. He couldn't really fill the shoes of Russert. So let's go with Chuck Todd. My God. But I guess Chuck Todd might have a point here. Let's listen in to something he said, I believe yesterday.
The eventual nominee.
Lonnie, I have to say, I'm starting to buy into the comparison. Is Joe Biden the Mitt Romney of 2020? Meaning where you have a base of the party, a base of the party that wanted something else.
Yeah.
He was considered, well, that's your best shot at getting Obama. The base of the Democratic Party wants something else, but then there's this idea, well, Joe Biden's your best shot at getting Donald Trump.
Well, I think arguably Mitt Romney was a little bit closer in terms of having been in, having governed and having had a record a little closer to when he ran for president. The problem with Biden is the separation between so much of his political record, because yes, he was vice president, but people don't really account for that if they're thinking about Joe Biden's political identity. They think about it from the 1970s. That separation is huge. Mm. And if you think the Democratic candidates are attacking Biden now, you just wait. Mm. In a political primary where they agree on 90% of policy, mm-hmm. it's going to be all about drawing distinctions on a very narrow piece of turf. You're going to see it in the debates on NBC this week. You're going to see the way in which they begin to go after him.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yes, and I that was a clever plug there. Apparently, Lonnie something, he's a Republican strategist, you heard talking. But this comparison that Joe Biden's like the Mitt Romney of 2012, maybe. It could just be that Joe Biden is Joe Biden of 2020, and Joe Biden has a glass jaw. And he's going to get hit hard from multiple directions, whether it's from Bernie Sanders, or from Pocahontas, or from lesser knowns, whether it's Andrew Yang or Tulsi Gabbard and the like. I don't think Joe Biden is long for this world. He is strong amongst the so-called moderate wing of the Democratic Party. But when it comes to the progressives, or the ones who are probably doing most of the voting in these early primaries, I don't know about Joe Biden. We will see. But it just feels like the calm before the storm, the calm before the bullcrap, really starts flying. I think Joe Biden will remain strong, but it'll all come down to those first few states. And so the long slog begins. I don't know. I'm not sure if I want to give NBC the streaming numbers. I pulled the plug. I don't have cable anymore, folks, but I'm going to have to watch these debates. My job requires it. Look at what I do for you people.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Montgomery Skywatch making it through our Monday rush hour, and traffic is thinning out quite a bit. We still see lots of cars on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. Both I-85 and I-65 look like they are back up to a speed limit ride. And if you are on the 31s, we don't see any issues for you. There is a big crowd on Taylor Road. It stretches all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road, so if you're in that area, watch out for the cars around you. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A wise man once said, the quality of the result is remembered long after the price is paid. He was talking about paint. At John Lee Paints, they live by that because they sell Richards paint there. This is where the pros go, because when they quote a price, they want a paint that they can depend on to cover in one coat and leave a beautiful, rich finish, no matter how that room is lit, whether it's by candlelight or brilliant sunshine. You can't see the old paint behind it. You want a result that's going to last and last, you got to use a quality paint. And Richards Paint is the one we recommend. John Lee Paints also is the home for all the color charts in Montgomery for those areas that live by historical codes, like Old Alabama Town, Cloverdale. They can tell you what colors will work, and they can sell you the paint to get the job done as well. Charles Bubba Turner has a great team of painting professionals that will make sure you have everything you need so that when you start your project, you won't have to drop everything and run back. And they can teach you things like patching holes and sell you the products to accomplish those goals. So for the best result, go where the pros go. Your time matters too. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. And tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for The Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever it is my wife is about to read off of this teleprompter.
Hi, I'm a politician's wife delivering a focus group message from what looks like the cover of Architectural Digest. I'm not behind a podium or out speaking with real people because as a prop, I'm best positioned in the home where I can conform to gender norms and exhibit aspirational family values. My practice smile should tell you all's well with the Fulbright House, while my lifeless eyes betray my disgust with my husband's backroom dealings with shady political cohorts. People ask me all the time, what's it like to be a politician's wife? Well, it's a privilege to be a part of the soul-eating circus known as the political machine. That is, once you've given up your dreams of doing something meaningful or worthwhile. So, probably what it feels like to be a voter. Go here to hear more from
my husband. No, don't listen to Miss Fulbright. That Gill and her, they're full of crap, folks. Oh, wait, it's satire. Sorry. Anyway, coming up on the Joey Clark Radio Hour, I came across a interesting study. It kind of confirmed what I already believe. I like showcasing these studies that after the study is done, the money is spent, the scientist or the sociologist or the anthropologist, whatever name you want to use for the scientist, they've really analyzed and crunched the data. They come back with a result and you're like, yeah, it's what I assumed was true. But thank you for backing up my assumption. This one in particular has to do with how Americans of a certain political party see Americans who disagree with them in different political parties, and how they fail time and time again at a pretty high rate to identify what the other side actually believes. And there's an interesting fact within this study that really confirmed what I believe, but we'll get more into that when the Joey Clark Radio Hour begins 6 to 7. Again, this is Joey. I'm filling in for Greg all week. He is down in Florida visiting his daughter Janelle that he lovingly calls Goose. It goes way back. I'll let him tell the story when he gets back, but he does call her Goose. It's a fun little pet name. And, well, I'm trying to keep my sanity together because not only have I been up here by myself for the last 3 hours, I'm now looking at the presidential politics heating up, and I guess now Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Buttigieg, as some people are calling him, old Buttigieg is having a little trouble back in South Bend. You know, I have to say, in all seriousness, I would rather be like a state rep. I'd rather be a state senator. I'd rather be a United States senator or part of the House of Representatives in Congress in D.C. than be mayor. My God. When you are mayor, and I can only speak about Montgomery, people expect so much. And half the time you're like, I can't, what are you complaining about? Like, I can't stop that guy from breaking your window. Like, I'll put more police on the streets, okay? Please stop hounding me over this. I think being mayor is one of the toughest jobs out there. And by the way, that election will be heating up as well. That'll be on August the 27th for a new mayor. Todd Strange is not going to be mayor anymore. He only has a few months left. I have to say, as much as I've been damning politicians all day today, I've grown to like Todd Strange. Doesn't mean I've agreed with everything he's done for the city or whatever, but I do think if you look where he began and where he is today, Montgomery's better off. Some of that's his doing, some of that's the general economy and general trends, but I guess I'll miss him. I've gotten to know Todd Strange. Well, we have a few more months left. No reason to go on like a farewell tour and all the tears, Todd. Anyway, I'm done talking for now.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch making it through our Monday rush hour, and traffic is thinning out quite a bit. We still see lots of cars on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. Both I-85 and I-65 look like they are back up to a speed limit ride. And if you are on the 31s, we don't see any issues for you. There is a big crowd on Taylor Road. It stretches all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughn Road, so if you're in that area, watch out for the cars around you. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At GNC, we don't meet standards. We set standards. Standards for quality, innovation, and superior products that deliver results. Our commitment doesn't stop there. If you're not 100% satisfied, let us know, and we'll gladly give you a refund. And of course, we never want a price tag to stop you from buying our high-quality products. So if you find a lower price, we'll match it. Quality, satisfaction, and price match. Guaranteed. That's shopping for the well of it. GNC. Live well. Visit GNC.com or a store for details.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey. As we come to the close of Happy Hour here, Troy and I are preparing for the Joey Clark Radio Hour, and you brought up something I've been tagged in by several people. Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Joined the Auburn family.
He's in town.
That's awesome. Is he in town now?
Well, he's at Camp War Eagle.
Okay. Well, War Eagle, Rick.
Yeah.
Love you, man. Love you, brother.
I wonder if Auburn would get his permission to, like, do the woo just at any sporting event.
Oh, I think they should.
Something awesome happens, and I'm not gonna throw my larynx out.
No.
They should do the woo.
Here, I'll play this for you. I have it saved in the system because all sorts of teams have now started to use this as, like, a pump-up. Like, give the boys in the back a talk, like, before they go out in the field. And some people have started doing this classic Ric Flair promo.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Are the alligators his muscles?
No, they're his alligator skin shoes. I spent more money on spilt liquor across this country than you made last year. Like, he's got so many lines. Like, I'm kissing all the girls, even that fat chick in the front. Like, he's... Oh, and you go back to wrestling. I love how wrestling reflects the times. You think, like, old political speeches do? No, wrestling, man. Some of those angles are like, dude, whoa, that's really racist, man. Not like we're reading between the lines, like, whoa, did you really say that? Can you say that? Yeah, good old Southern wrestling. But anyway, I'm done on Happy Hour here, folks. I'll be back here in a few minutes, Troy and I, for the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
I think you should go back to your seat now, Joey.
Oh, he's not bothering anyone. Let him stay here.
Lovely to look at, delightful to know, and heaven to kiss.
Joey.
A car.
Like me to bend over so it's easier to blow smoke up there.
You're lovely.